Good morning, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on audio. Welcome along. You join me here, and it's a Sunday morning. It is 8:02, and it's the 3rd of March. So, yes, it's the 3rd of March. And I was going to update you guys on my day yesterday. I decided, because I'd got an extra bonus in work, that we were going to go and go to Belfast. So we headed into town, into Dublin City Centre, early, about 7. We got some breakfast at McDonald's. We got the air coach, which goes to Belfast, Dublin to Belfast, and we were there about 2 hours, approximately, that the bus journey took. And we got there and we just looked around and we did a bit of shopping. And one of the things I noticed was, you know, things obviously to me, there's big differences between Dublin and Belfast. And we noticed, you know, inflation is high. Inflation seems to be high. There's a lot of shops, like everywhere else, have closed down, and there was a lot of shops closed down. Shops that are in Belfast that used to be in Dublin were there. Like, for instance, Game doesn't operate in Dublin anymore, or Ireland, I think. Republic of Ireland, should I say. But it's obviously in Belfast. So we went in and we were looking for The Sims 3 Seasons. And we found it. But it was like $29.99. And I was like, I'm not paying that. Because I knew in Argus it was $24.99, I think. So there was no way I was going to pay that. So I thought to myself, no. So I thought to myself, no wonder Game are in trouble if that's, you know, they're paying more than the likes of Argus. So before we went to Argus, we went into HMV, which doesn't operate here either. And they had it, but I'm trying to think, did they have it or did they not? No, they didn't have it. They had other versions of The Sims, but those expansion packs I already had. I mean, I came across Showtime, and that was released March 2012, and it was like £30. So I thought, come on, that's just madness. So we went to Argus and we picked that up. I've got some of my things that we picked up, which I'll go through here. We went to Tesco as well, and we bought some things in Tesco. We got some ibuprofen tablets, 200 mg tablets. And they were like 40 something p. Come on. Same thing here, you probably paid £3. We got some paracetamol, that was like 16p or something. Madness. What else did we get? I went in and I wanted to get some Sudocream, and we looked in a few shops for Sudocream. But I found the best deal ever in Tesco. That they had like a huge, absolutely huge 250 gram tub of Sudocream, absolutely massive, much bigger than I ever buy, and that was like £1.75. Oh my god. And I looked it up when we came back on Tesco here, and it's like £6. So yeah, that was a great deal. We went also to Penny's, because I want to get a hairbrush. And the hairbrushes and Boots and all these other places were really expensive. So the exact same hairbrush was like £1.50 sorry, I should call it Primark. It's called Penny's here. But it's like £1.50. And the exact same one in Boots was like £5. More expensive, actually. We went, had to laugh. We decided to go into Poundland. Yes, I know, but we actually found we were badly needing bulbs. We have spotlights, right, in the hall, and we bought two. We weren't too sure if they were the right size, but they were, so we bought one pack. At least we know. I'm going to be going to the Pound, our version of pound shop, which is basically called Eurogiant. Going to go there tomorrow, so I'm going to see if I can get them. We also got two lights for the living room. We've basically been out for a long time, and they're expensive here. So I'm going to go into Eurogiant tomorrow and see if I can get that. But we're really happy that we got the two lights in the hall, because we haven't had any lights in the hall for ages. And it's not a killer that we don't have that we didn't have lights in the hall, because we're not in the hall, you know. But it is. It's great to have the lights. We also got some batteries, AA batteries, six batteries, Kodak Extra Life for a pound. And we use those for our radio. That's like used all the time. We got some Dove Extra Sensitive Beauty Cream Bar, which is 100% fragrance free. Got that in the Europace. We got some more winter boots. And we got paracetamol 16 caplets as well, another pack. Because you gotta snap them up. We got some ibuprofen as well. I decided to try and buy some omega 3 fish oil tablets. 30 tablets. So I'm gonna take them. I also bought some Neutrogena Tea Gel shampoo for dry hair. It's kind of like the smaller tub. It's like £2. And it's much more expensive here. Maybe I'll go onto the website on Tesco just to see. So, you know, sorry about the typing. Just to see the difference in price. Because a lot of it is absolutely amazing difference in price. So let me write. Okay. Let me see. Now, let me see the size. I think this is probably the smaller size. It's 125. Oh my god. Now, let me see. I think it's this one. But it's like £4.92. I got that for £2. Yes. If I'd have known it was only £2, I would have bought two of them. But I didn't. We got some deodorants. And we do. Yeah, I think that's about it. I think that's all we bought. But we were. We got two sandwiches for the way home on the bus. And that was like the sandwich there we ordered in Tesco, and it was like 1.05 or something. Crazy. Really cheap. But yeah. So we bought some, and then I bought some sweets for the bus journey home. And that's, I think, all we bought. Oh yeah, I bought some hair ties, because I was running out of hair ties, and I got those in pennies. Like 30 hair ties for a pound. So yeah. But it was really good. To be honest, I was really tired when I got home last night. I basically just installed the Sims 3 Seasons, patched it, and literally went to bed because I was so tired. But it was really good. It was really good to get away for the day. I love Belfast. And there was like a small protest about the flags, but it seemed to disperse quite quickly because there was obviously a lot of Union Jack flags. And I heard them singing God Save the Queen, and I thought, okay, don't say a word. But we watched from a distance, and then I took some pictures in Belfast, not many. I did attempt an audio boo, but because I didn't upload it there and then, it seemed to delete or something, so I lost it. So, but anyway, it doesn't matter. I thought it was best to do one when I got back anyway. So yeah, it was good to get away. But it's, you know, it's funny. I went to KFC because KFC is so not big in Dublin at all. There's only a few of them, and really not many. And I haven't been to KFC in years, so I got like one of these boneless banquets, and it was really nice. I was really full after it, but it was really, really nice. So yeah, I had a great day. I really enjoyed myself, and it was just good to get a change of scenery, see a different city, and just relax, basically. Pick up some bargains. But yeah, some things are cheap, and Now that I'm using, I've been using a, well, the bank have given me a sort of a Visa debit card. It's made things so much easier. So much easier. So this is a bit of a long update. I just wanted to tell you about my day. And I'm hoping to go again when I get my next bonus from work. So that's not going to be for, you know, a good few months. But yeah, I'm going to be hopefully making a return visit and buying some more stuff. So I will catch you all very, very soon. And thanks for listening. Bye.